Now here's another reason
یه
for why.
دیگه ای که چرا.
Yeah? It is to remind us of our place. We cry out, Abba Father, we are his children. We enter that throne room. There's closeness. And God, you can do anything. You're God Almighty. You're above. You're set apart. So now God, here's my list. Here's my wish list. Give me this, give me that. Do this, this for me. No, not so fast. We're not at verse 11 yet. Read verse 10. Matthew 6 verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's purpose is at the center of this example prayer. God's will is at the center of this example prayer. When I'm praying, yeah, I'm not building my kingdom. When I'm praying, I'm not building my ministry. When I'm praying, I'm not building my family. I'm not praying, I'm not building my business.
Yeah?
God can do anything, but before we start asking things of God, we need to realize that we are not building our little kingdoms. And that we are not wanting God to do our will. Yeah, it is like, God, I want to be on your program. I want to see happen on this earth what you want to see happen on this earth. God, I want your agenda to be carried out. Yeah, and often when we pray in a way where we want God to come on board of our agenda. God, you need to do this for me because I want to see this happening. This is what I want. Yeah, is that not often how we pray? Yeah, most of our prayers are about my kingdom and my will be done. Go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. And read verses 14 to 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. 14
and 15. Chapter 5.
So, do we have confidence that he hears us, that whatever we ask, that he responds to that? No. We have confidence that he hears us when we ask according to his will. Then we can know we have the petitions we desire of him. The things we ask. If we ask according to his will. Because it's about thy kingdom come. It's about thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah?
Maybe prayer is not reminding God of what we want. Maybe prayer is reminding you of what God wants. Whatever you're praying for, we are reminded it's not about our agenda. It's not about our kingdom. It's about his kingdom and about his will. People ask, why should I pray when he already knows what I need?
Yeah,
it shows that you have a misunderstanding of what the purpose of prayer is.
Yeah,
it's not giving your wish list to God.
Yeah,
and again, we'll get there. We'll go to the asking of things of God. But first, we are reminded of who God is. We are reminded of not building our own kingdom. But we are reminded of building God's kingdom and doing his will.
Yeah,
God answers prayers that are according to his will. Go to Matthew 26, where we have a prayer of Jesus. And read 36 to 39. Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt.
آنگاه عیسی با ایشان به مکانی که به نام جتسیمانی بود رسیده به شاگردان خود گفت در اینجا بنشینید تا من رفته در آنجا دعا کنم و پتروس و دو پسر زبدی را برداشته بی‌نهایت غمگین و درناک شد پس به دیشان گفت جان من از فرط اندوه نزدیک به مرگ شده است در اینجا مانده با من بیدار باشید پس قدری پیش رفته به روی در افتاد و دعا کرد گفت ای پدر من اگر ممکن باشد این جام از من بگذرد اما نه به خواهش من بلکه به اراده تو.
Yeah, so this is Jesus.
عیسی مسیح.
Yeah. Does he want in his humanity? Does he want to die on the cross?
آیا میخواد از ته قلبش رو صلیب بمیره؟
The answer is no.
نه، نمیخواد.
Yeah. If it be possible,
اگر ممکنه,
let this cup pass from me. But then what does Jesus say directly after that?
اما بعدش چی میگه عیسی مسیح؟
Nevertheless.
باینهان
not as I will
من,
but as thou wilt
بلکه خواست تو انجام بشه
and what was the answer to that prayer
و جواب دعای عیسی مسیح چی بود
what was the will of God the Father
خواست پدر آسمانی
that Jesus was 100% fine with following
و قبول کرد خواست
yeah,
پدر
the cup was not taken away
لیوان ازش
yeah, Jesus went to the cross
there was no other way و بر روی صلیب برای همه گناهان ما مرد
God why do you not answer my prayer
خداوند چرا جواب دعای منو نمیدی
here's my request
درخواست من اینه
The right answer is yes. That's how you should answer.
بله. همیشه باید بگی بله. دعای من باید بله باشه.
But then he says no.
میگه نه.
Okay, what kingdom are you building?
ملکوت کی رو داری
میسازی? Whose agenda are you?
برنامه
Whose will do you want to be done?
تقدیمتون مال کیه؟ خواست کی قراره انجام بشه?
Is it your will?
خواست توه?
Is it your kingdom?
ملکوت
توه? Or are you asking according to his will?
طبق خواست او و جلال او میخواد.
Because if you ask according to his will,
اگر طبق خواست جلال او بخواد,
the request you give him.
اون چی رو که ازش خواستی به تو خواهد داد.
Yeah, not dying on the cross seems like a good thing.
نمردن روی صلیب شاید خوب باشه.
God save me from this horrible thing.
از این صلیب نجات بده.
Yeah, that was not part of God's purpose.
اما هدف خدا نبود و انجام شد.
It was not part of Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Read verse 42 as well. Matthew 26, verse 42. He went away again to the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done.
ای پدر من اگر ممکن نباشد که این جام بدون نوشیدن از من بگذرد آنچه اراده تو است بشود.
One of the purpose of prayer is not to remind you. It's to remind you who God is. One of the purpose of prayer is to get you on board with God's agenda.
Yeah,
not to align God with your agenda.
قبول کنید در دعاتون به جای اینکه هدف خداوند به برنامه خداوند رو به برنامه خودتون تبدیل
کنید. If you want God to answer our prayers,
اگر میخواین دعاتون جواب داده بشه,
we need to pray according to His will.
Why
am I praying not answered?
چرا جواب دعامون رو خدا نمیده?
You're asking. Things to consume upon your own lust, your own desires.
شهوت خودتون، درخواستای خودتون رو میخواید.
Yeah, we read last week as well, James 4, 2 and 3. You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war, you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts.
طمع می‌ورزید و ندارید، می‌کشید و حسد می‌نمایید و نمی‌توانید به چنگ آورید و جنگ و جدال می‌کنید ولی ندارید از این جهت که درخواست نمی‌کنید و درخواست می‌کنید و نمی‌یابید از این رو که به نیت بد درخواست می‌کنید تا در لذات خود صرف نمایید.
Yeah, why pray if your father knows what things you have need of before you ask him?
پس اگر دعا می‌کنید چرا دعا می‌کنید وقتی پدرتون می‌دونه شما چی می‌خواید؟
Yeah, the Christian that doesn't understand prayer says, "Oh, God already knows why I ask."
مسیحی که درک نمی‌کنه هدف دعا چیه میگه چرا دعا کنم خدا که می‌دونه.
I prayed and he didn't answer me.
دعا کردم و جوابمو نداد.
Is that you?
آیا تو اون نیمه
مندار هستی؟ You have a misunderstanding of prayer.
درک نکردی هدف دعا چیست.
Yeah, you're thinking.
فکر می‌کنی؟
That prayer is getting God on your plan.
دعا یعنی اینکه خدا رو به برنامه خودت یکی کردن.
But actually prayer is the opposite.
نظر خدا رو عوض کردن که به برنامه
تو یکی شه. It is for us to align ourselves with God.
عکس دعا رسیدن با برنامه خداوند. قبول کردن اراده خداوند. برای ماست که شبیه او شیم.
Before we get to the point of asking God for things, give me this.
قبل از خدا بخوایم که چیزی رو به ما بده.
Yeah, let's pray through the example prayer of Jesus. Yeah, not pray the prayer, example prayer. Yeah, yeah pray through it. Use this as a model. And begin with the focus on God. Yeah, if you have done last week's assignment, yeah, you have planned the time, you have planned the place.
Yeah, where
at least one time a day you can take a time alone with God. Yeah, you found that closet in your house where you can lock the door.
Of course,
it could be any place where you can get alone with God. Yeah, you've answered the when and where. This week, the new assignment is that we need to look at the why, the purpose. Yeah, before we're going to go bring our wish list, our request to God, we are to begin remembering of who God is in our lives. What is His place? That is our Father. Yeah, there's closeness, there's intimacy. But there's also our Father in heaven. He's above. He's holy. He's set apart. He's God Almighty. Now we have to show reverence that we're talking to God who created everything. It's not a small thing. It's a great privilege that we have. That we can enter the holiest. We can enter the throne room because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's why we pray in Jesus' name. Yeah, it's all because of Him that we can go to the throne.
میتونیم وارد تخت بشیم، نزدیک تخت خداوند بشیم.
Yeah, so God Almighty is able to do everything.
He is a Father. همه کارو بکنه. او پدر ماست و میتونه.
So he gives everything he wants.
حالا هر چی خواستیم
به او میده. No, let's remember that it's not about my kingdom and my will, but it's about His kingdom and His will.
خواست اوست.
Yeah, His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
ملکوت او جلال پیدا کنه در روی زمین.
If we start out our prayers like that,
اگه دعاهامون رو همیشه اینجوری شروع کنیم,
it will change what we pray for.
روش دعا کردنمون و درخواستمون رو عوض میکنه.
This week's assignment, start your prayers like that. Use this, pray through, not pray the example prayer, but pray through. And start with this focus on God. Yeah, pray like Hezekiah prayed. Yeah, having this focus on God. So pray through the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, you're approaching God in a loving and reverent way.
خدا رو داری نزدیک میشیم.
God is your Father.
به حضور خدا میای. خدا
as well as is holy and above everything.
و قدوس بیشتر از هر چیز.
And then you're recognizing, hey, let your will be done. Whatever I'm praying for, I want your will to be done. I want your kingdom to be built.
انجام بشه. ملکوت تو انجام بشه.
Yeah, prayer is not us working on God.
دعا این نیست که ما با روی خدا کار کنیم که هدفش با ما یکی شه.
Is God working on us?
نه, هدف اینه که خدا رو ما کار کنه و ما رو شبیه خودش
کنه. If you pray for certain things,
وقتی دعا میکنی, اگه برای
یه چیزی either God gives you an answer at a certain point,
بعضی وقتا خدا به جواب میده اون چیزی که میخوای.
Or whatever you're asking for, it just the desire to pray for it just goes away. The urge to pray for it goes away.
یا زمانی که دعا میکنی اون نیازت یواش یواش برداشته میشه, دیگه در موردش نمیخوای, دیگه لازمش نداری.
Yeah, the next time we're going to talk about the what of prayer.
We're هفته دیگه در مورد این صحبت خواهیم کرد.
But that will be for sorry?
The last sentence.
What?
چی دعا کنی؟
Yeah, that will be the last part of this example prayer.
آخرین موعظه‌ام در مورد دعا که چی دعا کنی؟
And that will be for the next sermon. And then maybe we'll do another sermon afterwards.
شاید بعد چند هفته بعدش دعایی داشته باشیم, جلسه در مورد دعا داشته باشیم, اما این سه تا درسی بود که می‌خواستم پشت سر هم باهاتون
بگم. آمین.
آمین.